This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, Nathaniel DeMille came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to play a game.
So you start off with your five cards.
Okay.
And your goal is to basically get three of the same color. And that's how you wrangle a moose. So, like, for instance,
I have three. You dealt me three yellows.
Yes, exactly. So if you wanted to, on your turn, you could actually play those out in whatever order you want.
The game is called Monster Moves, and players try to round up a herd of otherworldly cows. Cows that are ghosts, zombies, cyborgs, or dragons. Actually, Nathaniel, who teaches mathematics at the University of Arkansas, really came to the studio to talk about the game rather than just play it. The game was invented by Nathaniel and his wife, Dominique, and it's designed for parents and young children to play together. The inspiration came, he says, from necessity. The DeMilles enjoy playing strategy board games like the popular Settlers of Catan, a game in which players create settlements using randomly assigned resources like ore, grain, and lumber. Nathaniel says they notice a problem with some of those games, however. There's a very high learning curve.
If you're going from, like, Monopoly to games that have, like, real choice, and the choice, like, instead of, like, a choice between a good choice and a bad choice, you have a choice between two good choices. You know, people who aren't often gamers, they get paralyzed, you know, that whole paralysis of choice issue. And so they don't necessarily approach the games, like, with as much enthusiasm as we do.
New players are not likely to realize how important early moves are in the game, or...
Or the other downside is that you're the guy teaching them to play it, and you have to sit there and spend five or six games intentionally losing your sandbagging. And it's like, you know, why should, when you teach somebody a game, you not have fun? And why, when they're learning a game, should they not have fun? Learning the game should be just as fun as playing the game, or easy enough that learning it takes, like, you know, a few seconds or a few minutes, and then you're instantly into playing it.
And that's if the experienced game players are trying to teach fellow adults. It can be much harder to keep a child's interest. And the DeMilles know they want to be able to play games of strategy soon with their own son, Octavian. They wanted to create a game that had basic enough concepts to not bore a younger player, but enough strategy to keep parents entertained. Monster Moves, their game, they say, fits that bill. And it does so on a kitchen table, not on a screen.
We have all these wonderful electronic games. We have all this wonderful electronic media to do. Everyone is just coming out of the woodwork making, you know, iPad apps and things for kids and all that. But, and there's a lot of, like, games coming out for kids. But what we noticed is that there are some, but not a lot, of games that are specifically designed for gamers who have kids to kind of play those games with their kids.
Nathaniel and Dominique have devised the prototype for their game. It includes hand-drawn, color-coded cards, an elaborate playing board, and a set of rules easily understood after just a few minutes. Each player takes on the role of a cosmic cowboy trying to rustle up the supernatural bovine, either an entire herd of one kind or a big enough variety of all the different kinds of imaginary cows to score enough points to win. Players can choose their own strategy for populating their ranch. And the DeMilles want to make Monster Moves available for all families. To do that, they've turned to that 21st century financing scheme, Kickstarter.
And that's where Monster Moves comes in. So if you're like us and want to pass your hobby on to your children, then pledge to Monster Moves today and help us bring Monster Moves from our table to yours.
That's a video from the DeMille's Kickstarter page. Kickstarter allows entrepreneurs, artists, musicians, and others to seek financial support from anybody interested. For the Monster Moves project, people can pledge support from $1 to $1,000 toward the mass production of the game. In return, depending on the level of support, you can receive a personalized edition of the game or special recognition in the credits. Pledges only have to be honored if the entire goal of $15,200 can be raised by February 15th. Potential investors can see the breakdown of expected costs, preliminary artwork, and more at the page. There's even a video showing how the game is played. Nathaniel DeMille says there have been plenty of test runs of his game with adults and kids.
And we really tried to capture the feel of those adult-child shared movies like Shrek and things like that, where there may be jokes the kid doesn't get, but the dad does.
Creating a game that can have just enough complexity to keep parents truly engaged, yet basic enough not to intimidate a 7-year-old, is a delicate equilibrium. It raises the question, when does a game maker know when the right balance has been struck?
Never. But really what we do is it's an iterative process. We start and we make the game. And when I design the game, I design it. And there's really two big major steps that go on here before production. That's design and development. And when I design the game, it's basically me kind of staring at a wall, thinking through playing the game and playing through the games in my head and running through these things and writing stuff down.
Nathaniel says one of the most important characteristics he and Dominique built into Monster Moves is that the game is played to win. It's not a game you play not to lose. Unlike Monopoly, Risk, or some other games, every player remains a contestant until the very end.
And when I look at those, I look and I say, okay, what is fun to the most people? Because what I tend to find is like, okay, if a game lasts 2 hours, but you have the ability to be eliminated in the first 20 minutes, well, you're not going to have any fun, you know? Or if you get into games of Monopoly, I mean, everyone's been there. They've been in that game of Monopoly where it is almost inevitable who is going to win. So we just look at all those elements and we try to mitigate what we think is not fun. And we try to maximize what we think is what makes a game a game.
Just when a copy of Monster Moves is available to the general public depends on the success of the Kickstarter page. As of this morning, a little more than 2 weeks until the February 15th fundraising deadline, the game already had nearly $6,000 in pledges, better than a third of the needed total. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to our webpage and find a link to the Monster Moves Kickstarter page. This is Ozarks at Large.